you know, it is really scary because, I mean, no one knows really what's happening inside the hotel. And from reports we're getting, it's difficult to even make contact or find out what's happened to friends and family.
More voices of terror and uncertainty as the situation in Mumbai is bloody and 101 dead at this hour. Joining us to discuss what has gone on in the last half day or so is Amit Varma, who runs IndiaUncut.com. It's one of India's best-known blogs. He joins us from Mumbai. Amit, thanks for being a part of the program.
You're welcome.
I'd really like to take advantage of two of your perspectives. Number one, you were in Mumbai. Explain to me what happened to you and how you learned in the way that so many people in the city did, just the chaotic situation developing.
Well, I'd gone out for dinner with friends, and I was about 100 meters away from the Taj. I was just outside a restaurant, and we were standing outside the restaurant when we heard gunshots, and we saw people running towards us, and the chaps at the restaurant just ushered us in and said, come inside, we'll take care of you. It's probably just a police encounter or something. So we thought it's a minor incident. We got inside the restaurant, we took our seats, we switched on the TV, or rather we shifted to the news channels. And gradually over the next half an hour, 1 hour, we sort of realized the magnitude of it, that it wasn't just one incident. At first, we heard that it's a bunch of guys who are going around in a jeep shooting people. Then we heard about the blasts in the Taj and the Oberoi. We heard that, you know, there had been shootouts at the railway station. They'd taken over a hospital. They'd taken over a police jeep, and they were going around in it with submachine gun shooting people. And so on. So and you know, over a period of an hour, it kind of gradually unfolded, and we realized that, you know, it's progressively getting worse, and this is perhaps the worst attack Bombay's ever taken.
Well, it unfolded not only Mumbai, but the rest of the nation and the world. I just want to bring people up to date. The Taj is the Taj Mahal Hotel in Mumbai, and you also referred to the Trident Oberoi Hotel and other sites where these attacks took place. Describe what the reaction has been on your blog as Indians come to term with what appears to be a very different kind of attack.
The reaction has been one of shock. You know, see, Mumbai's had attacks before. We had serial bomb blasts in 1993. We had bomb blasts in our trains about a couple of years back. But this is qualitatively different because, you know, this is planned in an immense amount of detail. You had simultaneous attacks happening all the way from the heart of the city to the suburbs. It took different forms. You had shootouts with machine guns. You had bombs in hotels. You had hostages being taken. You had hospitals being held hostage. The petrol pump was blown up. So, you know, just in terms of planning and quality, it was of a different standard altogether. And what's especially unnerving is that, you know, we all depend on the police to take care of us. And one of the first things we found within 2 hours of the attack starting was that four of our top police officers were dead. And that was unnerving. It just gave a sense that, you know, we're simply not safe. There's nothing the cops can do to stop this happening again. And the cops have a very difficult job. You know, I'm not blaming them. They took a lot of chances. They went in there as soon as they could. And the situation really came in under control only after the army reached these two hotels, the Taj and the Trident Oberoi.
Well, Amit, I know it's difficult to say, and we have to go here to a break in a moment, but do Indians at this moment have a sense that this is a threat from an external source or an internal source? Very quickly, please.
Definitely an external source, because this kind of terrorism we've always known as sponsored from inside Pakistan. So that's the sense we have.
All right. Amit Varma, who runs IndiaUncut.com, thank you so much for joining us, and take care.
My pleasure. Cheers.
Amit Varma joined us from Mumbai, India, where, as we say, hostages are still being held and the death count is 101 dead at this point. More details later.